it up. Welcome back. Final segment of Crunch Time on a Wednesday. That means it is time for the Crunch Exchange, brought to you by Gary Jordan, financial advisor with Ameriprise Financial Services. When you have the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Office is located 2260 Oakmont Way in Eugene. Phone number 541-484-2444. Crunch Exchange. I'm going to give Steve some stories from around the world of sports, ask him if he is buying or selling the prospectus from those stories. I'm Alex, by the way. We all know Colin Kaepernick, Steve, has filed a collusion suit against the NFL, claiming that the owners have conspired to not sign him because of his anthem protest. Now his former teammate with the 49ers, Eric Reed, has done the same thing. Reed, along with former Green Beret Nate Boyer, was the first actual teammate to kneel with Kaepernick and continued to do so throughout their time together and beyond. Reed, former Pro Bowler, whose rookie contract with the 49ers just ran out, only 26 years old, widely regarded talent-wise as one of the best safeties in the league, was so versatile for the 49ers, he actually excelled at linebacker for them last year as well. Yet he only got one interview with the Bengals that reportedly ended when he wouldn't answer owner Mike Brown's question about kneeling next season. The prospectus, you buy or sell that Eric Reed is being colluded against?
I've mentioned this before, but we were following baseball in the 80s, and like Jack Morris was a free agent, Hall of Famer, no contracts. Eric Reed has Hall of Fame talent. He hasn't been offered a contract. The draft, fine. If you were saying we're waiting until after the draft, draft ended Sunday, it's Wednesday.
Didn't even get an interview.
I mean, these lawsuits, we know where they're going. And I actually do believe he will end up with a team. But look, examine the evidence. Forget what you feel, regardless of what side of the issue you're on. He's a great player, and they're not offering him a contract, and he's healthy. What else is there? Purchase.
I'm actually pretty pissed off the Niners didn't re-sign him. It's like, what are you doing, guys? You need a safety. Dez Bryant was released by the Cowboys leading up to the draft, and while his play has declined a bit in recent years, it surprised many because he still caught nearly 70 balls for 6 scores dealing with injuries last year. Should still get somewhat high value in the free agent market in the next couple of weeks, but Cowboys VP of player personnel Will McClay said the reasoning behind the move is because Dez is no longer able to beat corners in one-on-one scenarios. Claimed it was a production-based decision, and Dez is no longer able to produce.
Whoa.
Wow. The prospectus, you buy or sell that Dez Bryant can no longer be productive in the NFL.
Just totally, that's it. From a year ago, wondering if he's still a top 7-8 receiver, to he's done. He can't separate. He can't win battles for balls thrown up with cornerbacks. That seems like a pretty quick tumble and semi-illogical and overly defensive on behalf of the cowpoke, so I'm going to sell that one.
The Browns shocked no one during the NFL draft in that they shocked people with their selection at number one. Baker Mayfield out of Oklahoma over everyone is an interesting move that should get some people fired, or could get some people fired, not should. But that said, Mayfield was fantastic at Oklahoma, has moxie, big arm, great pocket ability, and legs. He, of course, has his off-the-field issues, but clearly there is talent. That said, Saquon Barkley also has talent, as does Bradley Chubb, or one of the talented offensive linemen they could have picked to replace Joe Thomas, or even one of the other quarterbacks in the draft like Sam Darnold or Josh Rosen. I will not include Josh Allen because he is, in fact, not talented. But the prospectus, getting Mayfield at one was a good pick for Cleveland.
Oy, I think this might fall into a classic, and I'm going to go with it, pending.
Ted, my boy, it's going to be legend. Wait for it.
In the league 4 days.
Yeah,
pick
yeah,
a side.
Yeah, standing on the fence there, Tannen. To college football. Where
the hill to die on.
It ain't going to be that one.
Yeah, you're not going to die on the Baker Mayfield hill. To college football, where the American Football Coaches Association has backed a proposal for schools and conferences to consider adding as an NCAA rule that would reform transfer rules for players. Basic gist of it is that a lot of players who transfer aren't graduating, and they would like to incentivize earning your degree for players who go from one school to another. So instead of the current rules, which makes players sit out a year and lose eligibility, players will be able to graduate from school and get that year they lost back. Some have been skeptical that it will pass, but what about the idea itself? The prospectus, players should be able to earn back their year of eligibility if they graduate.
It's still college, right? So graduating seems like it should be incorporated into the entirety of the formula. So I don't trust those in power because they talk all they want about student athletes when we all know it's about TV revenue and conference alignment. So I think it's logical, and I'd actually like to see it implemented. So let's buy that one.
Here's the stupid. Sorry, I just watched Deadpool a couple days ago. Carmelo Anthony essentially gave his exit interview with the Thunder this week and said that the team didn't have a plan for him when they signed him, and that's the reason for him underperforming this season. Melo finished with 16.2 points per game, which is a career low, and he did absolutely nothing in the playoffs. To be fair, he has only ever been the focal point of an offense before this season, and he stepped into a situation where he had to share the ball with two legit superstars, and he mostly looked lost this year. He said it was just the whole thing was just thrown together with no strategy for how to use him. Might be some truth to that, but the prospectus, you buy or sell the Thunder, didn't have a plan for Melo.
They signed him last year. They went into an NBA season. They think they just were like, no, we're not having any meetings. There's not going to be any practices. The GM's not getting together with the coach. We're not going over the roster, the salary cap. Just play 82 games. Just roll the ball out and let's hope for the best. That's ridiculous. Sell that.
The Doyers just lost Corey Seager to a UCL injury. That, of course, means Tommy John surgery, the end to his season, probably the start of next season as well. So that has made many people around baseball talk about the possibility of the Dodgers trading for Manny Machado to fill the hole left by Seager. Machado is in the last year of his deal with Baltimore, who likely won't want to pay him what he'll get in free agency. But that said, they said they're not ready to bail on Machado quite yet. They said they're still evaluating their 2018 team, and Machado himself has said he wants to stay in Baltimore because he's grown to love the city and the team in the last 7 years, which, by the way, he's been in the league 7 years.
Amazing.
That is craziness.
And he's so young.
Yeah, exactly. But this is a business, Steve. The prospectus. Orioles will eventually trade Machado this year.
This year? Ooh, ooh, ooh. I have a feeling he's going to end up playing out the season in Baltimore, but if they continue to tumble and he sees the future and the playoffs aren't even within a whiff, he's probably going to walk. So for now, what was the prospectus again?
What's the Orioles will eventually trade Machado this year.
I'm going to sell that for now.
Interesting. Last one here. Trevor Bauer has been throwing shade all over the Astros this week, saying, without openly saying, that their pitchers have been cheating this season. Bauer is sort of a baseball scientist nerd and had someone on Twitter point out that the Astros' spin rate on all of their pitchers has increased a great deal this season, which goes along with them killing it as a staff, which they have been. Bauer implied that they are using sticky substances like pine tar to be able to do that. Astros players clap back, claiming Bauer is jealous, but didn't exactly deny it either. Dallas Keuchel said a lot of players in the league try to get advantages in many ways, like with cameras or pine tar, and that it must be widespread. Okay. The prospectus. You buy or sell Houston's pitchers could be cheating.
Well, if you're going to cite spin ratio as your evidence, well, who am I to deny? But that seems like kind of a whiny cop-out. So, and plus, to tell you the truth, I'm going to incorporate some personal feelings here. I really like that team, the way it was put together, and those pitchers. And
I don't want to believe, Steve.
I don't really remember Verlander cheating his way through Detroit. So I'm going to put it in them. Wow, they're better than us, and we deserve it. So I'm gonna sell that. Well, all right, Hamilton.
Does somebody need a wambulance?
By the way, Nick, this is your chance to jump in with the double standard thing. I mean, he's given them benefit of the doubt, but not, you know, Barry Bonds or anybody else.
Oh, and, yeah.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Head size versus spin ratio. All right.
I mean, pine tar is way more than the cream and the clear.
Yeah, so. Trevor Bauer's middle name is also a B, so there's your BB and your Balco report. A very young Trevor Bauer getting ahead of the game.
Really? That's what you're going to say?
Nailed it.
Exactly what I'm going
young
for.
Young Trevor Bauer? You mean a middle school Trevor
you
Bauer?
Cracked the case.
Get ahead of the game. How do you think he made it to the majors, Steve?
A
nerd of his size making it to the majors? Are you kidding me?
And now We doubly hope Bonds never makes the Hall of Fame. All right, break time. Sports Talk is next. 95.3 The Score.
Ted, my boy, it's going to be legend. Wait for it.
This segment sponsored by Gary Jordan, financial advisor with Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. When you have the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. 2260 Oakmont Way, Eugene.